This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And then I realized as I was analyzing it, all my friends who were Giant fans, they are fully in that vortex. They are in the Aaron Rodgers vortex of analyzing everything, of overthinking everything, of defending everything. And I'm very proud to say this as someone that has broken up with Aaron Rodgers. I want to call it like it is, and I want to be fair. And I'm going to tell you something that I would have said a year ago, that I would have said 2 years ago, because I haven't changed. You have changed. And that is, Aaron Rodgers has every right to take a sweet-ass time.
Of course he
does.
And
if Aaron Rodgers wants to be on the beach with headphones and a blanket around him, because that's his serenity, that's his place of thinking and thought, then so be it.
I want to feel what pure love feels like.
I agree, Aaron. We all want to feel that. And I think that guys like Adam Schefter, because Adam Schefter was upset that Aaron's taking so long, like, make up your mind. I don't understand. Dude, it's a guy's life decision. He could take as much time as he wants. But you guys, the Giants, you, Tiki, as a Giant legend and fan, have every right to say I'm done.
I'm not forcing him to make this decision. I'm just saying, if I'm the Giants, I'm not putting all my eggs in his basket.
And you shouldn't.
Of course not. You can't. Because he very well could just spurn you.
I think the only way you would put the eggs in the basket, and this is up to you, is if you look at Rodgers as so far and away the best option that you're willing to wait, potentially lose out on other backup options
because
you so want to give it a try with Aaron Rodgers. And if that's the case, then have some patience and it'll happen. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Now, this has got to be Southern California, correct?
Where Aaron is?
Yes. I think, right?
I can't tell beaches very well.
Is that chilly? It's kind of rocky.
Well, the chilly thing would give, like, that doesn't give me any information because it gets chilly everywhere. It could be at night, could be at sundown, could be in the morning. Like, that I wouldn't give it away. You'd have to look, like you said, at the rocks, at the beach to kind of get a better idea. But this may surprise you, Teak, not a beach expert. Mm. So I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah, the skin thing?
Yes. So, I don't know. All I know is you're in the vortex. Welcome. And it's a fun place. And I want to warn you about something. This isn't the last time you'll be in the vortex. If Aaron comes out tomorrow or later today and says, I'm picking the New York Giants, there will be other vortexes over the next month. Connor knows what I'm talking about. He's a Jet fan. How many more vortexes will they face in the next year if Rodgers signs on to be a Giant?
Year. I actually disagree. I think a lot of the stuff with Rodgers is a media creation. And I think that, for the most part, the guys on the team like him. It's more of the stuff outside. Like, when he goes on McAfee, he gets a lot of hate. But when he was on the Jets itself, I don't really think he created lot of controversy.
I'm not blaming him for it, but there were things that followed him. Whether it's a media creation or a fan creation, there was a vortex of things. Whether it's the vice presidential stuff, whether it's what he said with McAfee, whether it's...
Yeah, but that was a timing thing.
What do you mean?
He happens to know JFK, JFK Jr. He knows
RFK.
RFK Jr. He happens to like talking politics. That's not going to happen.
Are you excusing this now? Oh, I see.
I'm just saying it's not going to happen this year.
I didn't say
the midterm elections. He could be a candidate.
Come on. No, no, it's not that it's going to be RFK Jr. again. It's
was
that
he going to run against Mikey Sherrill for governor of New Jersey?
I mean, he could. It's not about
four more years.
It's not about the same.
Mikey's going to beat his ass.
I'm sure he will. It's not about the same controversy as that other, or she will. It's about other things that will happen that you don't see coming. That's just the reality.
Right.
And you're right, Connor. Like, it to me, a lot of the controversies around Rodgers weren't even real, but they were still things. They weren't necessarily annoying me.
Yeah, they were just talking points.
And that will continue. And the question is, are you okay dealing with it?
The question is that bad?
That's up to you.
Is it bad?
Do you want to deal with it?
I think most of that stuff that you're alluding to had nothing to do with football. And so most of the guys in the locker room that get asked about it, they're like, I don't give a you know what.
I agree.
Like, why do you even, what are you bringing that to me for? I don't care.
I understand.
Hey, do you care that RFK Jr. is going to tag your quarterback to be their vice presidential candidate? What?
But you
that's what most of the players in the Jets locker room said.
No, I know
like,
that. And
what?
I,
why do I care?
And I said the exact same thing last year,
yes.
But it was still a thing.
Yes,
like,
of
I'm
course.
Not arguing that
but
it
unless,
impacted the locker room. In fact, I was on the side that
okay,
it won't.
So if it
and
does,
I'm still on that side. I'm questioning you guys and if you're okay with
if
that
if it
stuff.
Doesn't impact the locker room, then I don't care.
That's what I said.
Then I don't care.
Okay.
I'm with you then.
All right. I'm just curious if all of a sudden this is changing your view. Because when Aaron Rodgers is a Jet, different things were said. Remember, Tommy?
I sure do.
He was a wolf in a hen house. Remember that one?
I sure do.
Do
now,
you think he would be a wolf in a hen house with the Giants?
No.
Nah,
because he's now,
nah.
Even though they've been like the Jets, now. He's joining a organization that has structure. I will say
do
this.
They? Their GM's on the hot seat. Well, their coach is on the hot seat. And I forgot how many games they won last year.
Yeah,
can you remind
me? Yeah, but that head coach still sits in the hen house with a shotgun.
That's a good one. While the head coach of the Jets was like waiting for the shotgun at him, basically.
I would say that as a Giant fan, I've taken on the Zen-like approach of Aaron Rodgers, where I am just sitting here patiently. I'm not trying to overanalyze, overthink that, because I do think the Giants are in a position of power here. They still have the number 3 overall pick. Aaron Rodgers is going to make his decision based on Aaron Rodgers. There's nothing I can do as a fan to sway him to the Giants. So I'm just going to kick my feet up, be very zen, and then wait for his decision. And then the Giants are going to get their quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm just being level-headed with this because I know Aaron Rodgers is a pig. I know he's an egomaniac. I know he's a narcissist. I know he's a weirdo.
But you're good with it.
Yeah, because he is what he is.
I agree. By the way, that's the healthiest
I'm not trying to make him any different than what he actually is.
Here's the other thing that we haven't even considered. Did he visit the Steelers? Did he visit the Giants? I know he hasn't visited the Giants.
We don't know.
And,
do you know he hasn't visited the Giants?
We would know.
Well, but hold on. How would we know? Rodgers has really taken a lot of pride in people don't know anything about him and things are made up. So unless you think the Giants or the Steelers would leak it out.
Somebody would have said, hey, Aaron Rodgers was in the building. Right?
Are the Giants comfortable then? Because it's a great point. Signing him without meeting with
or
him?
Is he I'm saying this more from Aaron Rodgers' perspective.
Right.
Is he comfortable signing with the Giants without meeting any of the principals? Now, I think he knows Dave's a little bit, but I don't know if he knows Shane. I don't know if he knows the quarterback coach. I don't know if he knows the wide receiver. I don't know if he knows anybody over there, John Mara, etc. I have no idea. So I know Russell Wilson does because he came and visited.
And he's going to visit again later tonight, tomorrow morning.
So why are we not even hell, the more I think about this, there's no way. Is he on a beach right now, chilling, reflecting in a warm, fuzzy blanket with ear pods in his ears? He's not making this decision anytime soon.
Well, but hold on. Let me ask you this because it's a good question about Rodgers. I want to go back to the Giant angle. Or should the Giants be comfortable signing him without meeting with him?
If they don't know him, the answer is no.
Well, it sounds like they haven't met him then, unless they did it in the cloak of the night.
Right, this is why this isn't happening anytime soon.
That's the conclusion?
Anytime soon.
So you don't think the Rodgers decision is coming anytime soon?
Yes, that's what I'm alluding
to. Because he hasn't met with these teams.
How can you make a decision about a guy who's going to be the biggest talking point in your locker room without having had him meet you?
I completely agree. When you bring up that question, I say about Rodgers, I don't really care. If Rodgers doesn't need to meet with the team, that's not something I care that much about.
I would have a problem if I was the Giants signing a guy without meeting with him.
Well, that's where I care. I would care if I'm the Giants, because the way I laid this out initially when we brought up Rodgers months ago coming to the Giants was you have to look into his eyes and you've got to get a trust from him, and he's got to know that this situation is going to be different than the Jets situation. I don't know if you can do that over the phone or in a Zoom. So yeah. I'm kind of with you that forget Rodgers' perspective. He's weird, and that's okay. Yeah. Like, I accept this weirdness. If I'm the Giants, I would have wanted to have met him
right.
and talked to him, and maybe it happened in the cloak of the night.
Now, I'm forgetting. The Stafford news was Monday? Like, it was Monday?
No, Stafford news broke on a Friday.
So whatever. So, it was a Friday ago.
It was when Evan was out. It was a couple weeks ago. So, like,
so two weeks ago.
Yes.
So, the question is in that interim, because I know prior to that point, Aaron Rodgers wasn't in the conversation with the Giants. It was Stafford.
Right.
Stafford, and let's evaluate all of these young quarterback or these couple of young quarterbacks. Maybe we're moving to the top of the draft. So in the last two.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weeks, essentially, has Aaron Rodgers snuck his way in?
I think it's possible.
Possible.
I think that
I feel like we would know that.
I think Rodgers has taken a lot of pride in not leaking stuff out.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's leaking it out. And so then it would come down to the Giants. Do the Giants have guys or gals that would talk and go to reporters and say, we met with Aaron today?
Well, I mean, we know that Russell Wilson's going there. But
that is true. And where did that come from? Did that come from Russell's camp or did that come from the Giants and the Browns camp? I'm going to speculate openly it's from Russell Wilson. And you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because it came out. He's meeting with the Browns
right.
and he's meeting with the Giants.
Right. This is his schedule so, over the next 3 days.
I think that's the difference between let's ride Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers.
But remember, with Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't meet with you. You meet with him. You got to go to the island of Dr. Moreau to see this guy. God knows where he is. It's not like he's going to come to the facility and hang out. You have to go to where he is on his time, hang out, you know, smoke the hookah. Like,
well, have the Giants done that? That's a fair point.
We would know because
the Jets did that last year.
And we found out about it. So I think if the Giants had flown out to California or wherever, we would know about it.
Well, first of all, hold on. Here's what I would disagree about. The Jets did it because they weren't in a position of power. As we all know, they were desperate.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it. We've all said it. This is different. The Giants are in the position of power. So if they're in the position of the power, why the hell do they have to fly to him?
They don't necessarily.
So then I disagree with that point. You tell Aaron you want to meet, you come here. Or if you want to sign here, we need to talk to you. Again, the only way this works is if the dynamic is different.
Right.
It can't be the way it was with the Jets.
Right.
And so one of those examples is, we're not flying to you.
Dude, it's funny.
You come to us.
Right. The more we talk about this and like actually talk about it as opposed to talking about the how great it would be and give them the best chance to win nonsense that we've talked about for a week and a half, the more I think through this and we talk through this, like the logistics of it, I don't think this is happening.
No, I really don't.
I think this is a media talking point right now.
Interesting.
I really do.
Well, you know what I think it is? The more this goes on, the more Aaron Rodgers is looking for something else besides what's out there.
Yes.
So the logical answer is the Vikings or the Titans or another team.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could go back to what I've said for a while, which is maybe he's thinking about retiring.
Yeah.
Like being on that beach.
Yeah.
That conversation in his head may not be Brian Daboll versus Mike Tomlin. It may be smoking
100 different hands on my body.
That! And that can happen when you're retired.
So he's mulling retirement, and if he figures out, hey, I want to play again, then in theory, teams would meet with him. So it's going to be a drawn-out process.
Maybe.
Yeah.
April.
I said Friday post-closing of business, like tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm actually thinking it's more like Friday 3 weeks from now.
Right. Let's go to Tad in Connecticut. What's up, Tad?
I read he's in Australia.
Australia, that would explain.
That's why you can't recognize the beach.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I agree with you. I think, Evan, the longer this goes out, and Pat McAfee, who, like, acts with him and is close with him, said he might seriously be considering retiring. And if you're considering retiring, that's not an overnight thing. So, right. Obviously, he's soul searching right now.
And
I think it's a very good possibility.
And that brings us back to where the Jets were involved a few years ago, where at first you're waiting for the decision on if you want to play or not. And Lugie's laid it out. I respect it because I would do the same thing he's doing, which is I'm just going to be patient. I'll wait. He's clearly my best option. I don't love Russell Wilson. I don't love the other quarterback options. I'm still drafting a quarterback, so it's not changing. So if it takes until mid-April, I'll wait till mid-April. Now, the negative to that is how you feel about the veterans that are left if you don't end up with Aaron Rodgers, because we're already seeing some veterans come off the books, like Jacoby Brissett, like Mac Jones. So there are guys that are disappearing where you may get to April, and I hate to bring this name up, but I'm going to be honest with you, where the only guy left is Drew Lock.
No, thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.